This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This Darwin that people associate him with atheism, Darwin believed in God. But you're talking about hundreds of factors must exist for life to exist on earth. Descartes believed in God. Kant believed in God, you know?
Think about that, huh? It's
just flip a coin, 10 to the power 18. If you're non-Muslim, listen, I'm not telling you to take my word as a fact. Do your research. If you're truthful, you're going to see there is no real atheist. How would you feel if you die and you find out there is no God? So he replied, he said, much better than what you will feel when you die and find there is God. We want to help out everybody. We are obligated to do that. And the best thing you can help someone with, save them from the hellfire. What's better than that?
Mine, because as ridiculous as it is to us, you still, there's a viewer in there, he likes what we're saying, but he's one of his friends is like, man, what are you doing? Maybe he just came and said, you listening to them terrorist people? You know, he sees you, he says, man, this guy, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, what, these guys talking about blowing something up? What do you say to that?
This is the Dean Show.
I laugh. I will laugh. The fact we're sitting and talking to you instead of trying to kill you is a fact that we're not like that.
But is this something uncommon or is very common? This is what's on the minds of many of the people, huh? Because we've been programmed, and sadly, many people believe this kind of nonsense, this manufactured fear that's out there, I call it.
I'm not going to go and tell you Islam means peace and all that. Islam is a religion that has a system to punish the oppressor. If you do wrong, you have your punishment. It depends what. Amma, to have free green light, free license to kill, Islam is the last thing, the last religion going to support that, right? You will not find in any religion that will tell you how to deal with every group of people based on your relationship with them, based on their faith, except Islam. Islam differentiates between treating non-Muslims who live with you in the same country compared to non-Muslims who live in another country, compared to Muslims who have treaty with you, non-Muslims who have treaty with you, compared to Muslims, to non-Muslims who declare war on you. Islam details all that, right? Islam details all that. Our Prophet ﷺ said, I renounce a Muslim who gives a promise to a non-Muslim and betrays him. That's the Prophet renouncing a Muslim for a non-Muslim. That's our deen, and we don't shy away from it. All you hear about that ISIS and Daesh and all that, this is again, it's, if you're going to take your knowledge from the media or from Facebook, you're the only one to be blamed, right? If Muslims, that's all they want to kill everybody, trust me, nobody will be alive except Muslims today. Mm-hmm. We are almost 2 billion people, and I believe we're more than 2 billion. I mean, since the first day we were able to understand things, they've been telling us we're 1.5, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're not increasing, you know? So if we want to kill people, just talk to non-Muslims who live in Muslim countries, right? Non-Muslims who are impartial, who are objective, and most of them who come from here to go there, right? Tell them how they are treated, you know? So all this, we're terrorists and we're trying to kill people and we're trying to do that. Why don't you visit a masjid and see how they treat you?
They can come visit you here?
You're more than welcome. Just come here and let's see if, trust me, I promise you, you're going to live a life, right? You're going to live a life if it's not your time to die by Allah.
They can come here to Miami, visit you, ask any questions they want?
Anything they want, man.
That's a fair and just invitation and request to come. And I always say, come visit the Muslims. Come and make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is, you have this growing trend where just it seems like copycat by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you have you dealt with this, many Muslims now who will listen to the professor and he's an atheist, and now many Muslims starting to doubt their deen and going towards saying, well, you know, we got a good book here, Dialogue with the Atheist. Mm. Have you had a dialogue with a Muslim who says, oh, yeah, I'm Muslim, but I'm an atheist?
Mm.
Kind of, it's opposite, huh?
It's oxymoron.
Oxymoron, yeah. Have you dealt with these cases, and what do you say?
Sure.
What are some things that you say to have them, to help get them back on the clear way?
I mean, if you talk about an atheist, as they say, helped you halfway to take the shahada because he said no God.
Yes.
Right? Our shahada is La ilaha. La ilaha illallah. No God but Allah, right? So he already helped you with the first half.
Yeah.
Now you need to convince him that there is Allah. And that truly, I don't believe there's real, or there's a good book, but it's not translated, But it talks about there is no real atheist, right? They can talk as much as they want, but at the end of the day, they believe in something. Mm-hmm. Whether they're going to be call it nature, whether they're going to call it intellect, whether they're going to call it Big Bang, whatever, they believe in something. There is no way a human being can exist without believing that he came from something, right? These atheists, right, they tell you you don't prove God to us. They all act intellectual, right, and scientific, right? So they tell you we only believe in what's being experimented, right? So we've never seen God. We've never experimented him in the lab, so we don't believe he's existing. Well, you apply that to everything. Apply that to what you claim to be the truth, right? You believe in Big Bang. Did you see it? Did you experiment it in the lab? You believe in evolution. Did you experiment it in that? Have you witnessed something going from one form to another in the lab?
It's actually based on faith, not blind faith.
That's it. So what's the difference between you and us? The only difference is you don't want to say what you believe in is God, and we say it's God. So and again, it's the problem with a lot of, especially youngsters, right? Muslims who shy away from Islam because of all this attack of misinformation. He's not well equipped to defend his deen. He doesn't even know what his deen is all about. So when he's being hammered every day, how is his reaction? You know what? I gonna dissociate myself from this religion. It's all a reaction. It's all a reaction. But with the same, you talk to an atheist, has no merit whatsoever. There's no content. I mean, go read, at one point, those philosophers who want to deny this, someone like Hume, right? He came to say, listen, nothing we see exists. Anything we perceive as existing in front of us, it's just interpretation of our minds. Everything outside is actually inside of us. Mm-hmm. That's we just perceive things differently. But there's nothing really exists. They reach that point, makes no sense. Or the others, the idealism, or existentialism, or naturalism. It's all just, they're looking for something because they're arrogant to accept that there is a creator, right? And then they tell you, okay, there's a creator. Then who created the creator, right? And this is this chain that keeps going back. Yeah. Actually, doesn't exist because it doesn't have an end.
Yeah.
So it's just philosophical argument that has no basis, right?
And the intellectuals that codified logic, I mean, the giants, who was it, Socrates and Plato, they believed in a creator.
100%.
100%. And then the great thinker
talked
about one was that a little bit of science, because we claim it's like science has become a religion, basically, that a little bit of science makes you an atheist, but an in-depth understanding of science actually makes you a believer.
I have a khutbah about this. It was in the Times magazine, an article, where when they talked about life, I don't know, in the 70s or something. They talked about for life to exist on Earth, they were talking about two components need to exist, right? Whatever, oxygen and water, whatever, mm-hmm. right? So as the science advanced over the years, they reach crazy number of components, factors need to coexist in certain relationship for life to exist. So the argument they want to make, there is no way all these factors could coexist at the same time without someone who engineered it.
Yeah.
So they're saying how science disproved or proved the existence of God over time.
Wow.
I mean, two things existing together, there's a chance. But you're talking about hundreds of factors must exist for life to exist on Earth. It's not only water and oxygen. There are a lot of other things we need as human beings to exist. So the more science discover these things and the relationship between them, they realize, and they reach, if I remember, the chance for life with all these factors to exist, if it's by coincidence, is to flip a coin 10 to the power 18 times, and all of the time it will be face or head or tail. That's the chance for life to exist by itself on Earth. Flip a coin, 10 to the power 18, right? One with 18 zeros. Flip it that many times, and every time it's going to come head.
Wow.
Which is a, yeah.
Well, this is just a taste for you guys to get, to stimulate you to really take the matter serious. Purpose of life, why am I here, where am I going when I die? You know, and just, you know, it just, you have more of a chance of winning, they say, the lotto every day for a month than this whole creation and everything to had created itself. It just doesn't make sense. So look into, you know, I often leave people with the homework for people who are confused to ask the Creator who created you for guidance. You know, that's just a place to start. Be genuine and sincere. And
do your work.
Do your homework.
And I mean, if I can say, all these people you brag about, a lot of them, as you said, believed in God. Mm-hmm. This Darwin that people claim or associate him with atheism, Darwin believed in God.
And that's ironic in itself.
Descartes believed in God. Kant believed in God, you know?
Think about that, huh?
It's just, you have to read for yourself and stop just being a sponge that is willing to absorb. People out there, people want to harm you. And at the end of the day, you believe in God. There's a story where someone asking someone atheist asking someone who believes in God. He said, how would you feel if you die? He tells the one who believes in God, how would you feel if you die and you find out there is no God? So he replied, he said, much better than what you will feel when you die and find there is God.
That is deep. That is deep.
Right,
that,
so...
The last thing, and this is a treat, I have to mention it because this is something that I was really fascinated with when I started to see, I always say not yet Muslim Sheikh, because I say everyone has the potential to give birth to what's already inside of them, the natural way of submitting to the Creator, not the creation. That's what a Muslim, one who has chosen freely to submit to the one God. So that when I saw not yet Muslims talking about, we're out of time, I just got to throw this in there because you mentioned it, so I got to get this out of you, talking about the miswak. And now you're a dentist also. And I saw all of the tremendous benefits wrapped up in this miswak. And you quoted a study about the miswak. Share that with us before we conclude.
Actually, a study was done by a Swedish team. And it was published in the Swedish Dental Society. This was about 13 years ago when I read it, you know. And the whole study, the whole actually publication that month or year was about the miswak, right? It's a study for about, I remember, 40 pages. And it talked about the tremendous benefits of the miswak and to the oral cavity, right? Oral cavity, that's what we call mouth, right? To the teeth in the way that keeps the teeth healthy, the calcium in the teeth, the saliva, a lot of natural things in the miswak where it comes from a specific tree. Now, that's another thing. A lot of people who go to Hajj or Umrah, they just pick anything and that's selling on the street as miswak.
Yeah.
That's something for you to pay attention to. Not every branch is called miswak, right?
Yeah.
Miswak really comes from a specific tree. And so you want, when you want to buy it, you want it natural, you want it fresh, and you want it from the real tree.
Yeah.
So there are specific places you can ask and they will tell you. But 100% it has some chemicals very beneficial to the gum, the health of the gum. A lot of people always worried about the teeth. The gum is the house of the teeth, right?
Yeah.
If the gum is not good, you can have the perfect teeth and eventually you will lose them, right? So miswak has a lot of benefit. And even the way the Prophet used to use the miswak, it was more on the gum rather than the teeth, right?
Yeah.
Because if the gum is healthy, hopefully the teeth will be healthy.
Yeah.
Still need to brush.
But you still need to brush. Any closing advice out there that you want to give to the not yet Muslims and also to the Muslims as we wrap up?
All right. Very simple. We all looking for happiness. There is no human being out there, if you ask them what you're looking for, that they will disagree with you, that they're looking for happiness and comfort of mind. If you're non-Muslim, listen, I'm not telling you to take my word as a fact. Do your research. If you're truthful, you're going to see what makes sense to you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla at the end has control of your heart. Just be sincere, do your homework, and trust me, you will know where the truth is. If you're a Muslim, you have a treasure, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask you about it. The fact Allah chose you from all these people to be Muslim, do not take it for granted. there are a lot of people out there who might need you to guide them to the path by the permission of Allah. If you're not doing your work, who gonna guide them, right? So you might be instrumental in the well-being of this ummah. So don't think always about yourself. Think about the well-being of your ummah and of mankind. Allah Azza wa Jal, when he talks about the ummah of Islam, he said, you're the best ummah brought forth to who? To mankind. To mankind. He did not say you brought good, the best community brought forth to the Muslims or to the believers or to a certain group of people. He said to mankind. So we as Muslims have duty toward mankind. First, we take care of ourselves. We educate ourselves. We connect with Allah Azza wa Jal the way he wants. And then we will have so much power to spread out there. We want to help out everybody. We are obligated to do that. And the best thing you can help someone with, save them from the hellfire. What's better than that? It's to save them from the hellfire. So don't use the excuse that, oh, I don't have money. How are we going to help people? You don't need money for that. The Prophet ﷺ and most of the messengers of Allah were poor, right? Oh, you need time. You can make time, right? You can make time. You will have the platform. All you need is just teach yourself, educate yourself. When you go to speak, speak out of knowledge. As the people of knowledge, if you don't know. And go spread the light. And the Prophet ﷺ said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٍ. Convey about me even if it's one ayah. So you don't need to be a scholar or have a degree in Sharia for you to go and spread the word of Allah. Say what you know and what you're sure of. And the world needs us today. The world is suffering, is in dire need for some guidance. It's us, that what we have. And I promise you, the next era is for Islam. The next era is for Islam. The next turn in the history of the world is for Islam. And mark my point, and you will see. So be part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Inshallah.
Beautiful. The next era is that natural way of submitting your will, not to the creation, but to the Creator. That's what Islam is about, worshiping the Creator, not the creation. And it's there, so many gems of wisdom. Interact with us. Let us know in the comments the things that you picked up, you've learned. Contribute your part. Subscribe if you haven't already. And thank you for tuning in here to the Deen Show. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.